Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Most people associate summertime with relaxation, really the most relaxing of all seasons. But in reality, some people find that actually they feel more anxiety during the summer than other seasons. Today, I'm answering a listener's question about her summer anxiety. Summer anxiety refers to a type of anxiety experienced during the summer months. While summer is generally associated with relaxation, vacations, enjoyable activities, for some people, it can be a time of increased stress and anxiety. There are a few reasons why summer anxiety can occur. First is a change in routine. Students or parents with school-age children experience summer break as a disruption of the regular routine. And change can lead to anxiety in certain individuals, especially who might feel overwhelmed by a new lack of structure or uncertainty about how to fill their time. Social pressure is a factor as well, because summertime often includes social activities like parties and gatherings or vacations. And some people feel anxious about socializing, about meeting new people or engaging in activities outside their usual comfort zone. And with summer brings body image concerns. Warmer weather and more opportunities for outdoor activities, some people feel very self-conscious about their appearance and their body image, which can lead to anxiety, especially if it affects their ability to enjoy summer activities or wear certain types of clothing. There is the fear of missing out, or FOMO, because summer is often associated with a wide range of events and activities like festivals and concerts or vacations. And people who tend to experience FOMO feel anxious that they're missing out somehow on the experience and not making the most of their summer. And seasonal affective disorder, which might surprise people because it is commonly associated with winter. But some individuals do experience a form of seasonal affective disorder during the summer months. This can result in symptoms like anxiety, irritability, restlessness, or trouble sleeping. The lack of structure and change in routine during summer does cause anxiety for several reasons. Uncertainty. We humans are creatures of habit, and we often thrive on predictable routines. So when the structure of our daily lives changes a lot, it can create feelings of uncertainty and instability. The absence of a familiar routine during the summer can leave people feeling unsure about how to organize their time and activities, and that leads to anxiety. And a loss of productivity, because most people feel pressure to be constantly productive or have achieved specific goals. So when the structure and routine of daily life changes, their perception that they're being productive can decrease. This can lead to anxiety about wasting time or not being as efficient as usual or falling behind in various areas of life. And then there is social comparison, because during the summer, people often share vacation plans or what they're doing or social events, especially on social media platforms. And seeing others seemingly enjoy their summer to the fullest can create a sense of pressure or inadequacy in people who may not have similar plans or experiences. This social comparison contributes to anxiety about not measuring up or missing out on enjoyable experiences. Then there's the loss of support systems, because particularly for students or parents with school-aged children, summer often means a break from the support systems that school provides or other structured environments, which can lead to anxiety about not having that support or those resources or that guidance during the summer months. And the fear of the unknown, because when routines change, there can be a fear of the unknown or anticipating potential negative outcomes. This fear comes often from just not knowing what to expect, encountering unfamiliar situations or challenges, or feeling unprepared for the changes that do come with the summer. Summer body image issues cause anxiety for several reasons. There's societal pressure, which is often heightened during the summer to have a, quote, beach-ready or bikini body. Media and advertising promote certain idealized body images that may not be attainable or realistic for most people. And this pressure leads to anxiety and self-consciousness about your own appearance. There's the comparison to others, because during summer, people do tend to wear lighter and more revealing clothing like swimsuits or shorts. And this leads to increased opportunities to compare your body to others. Social comparison, when it involves perceived ideal or perfect bodies, can trigger feelings of inadequacy and anxiety and a negative body image. And there is increased exposure, because the warmer weather and outdoor activities during summer does result in more exposure of your body. And this exposure can cause people to become more self-aware and more critical of their physical appearance, which can lead to anxiety and self-consciousness. And then there is this pressure for body transformation. This pressure to set goals to achieve a certain physical appearance before the summer, such as weight loss or achieving a certain level of fitness, and feeling pressured to transform your body with a specific time frame, which can create anxiety and feelings of failure if you did not meet those goals. And overall, there are unrealistic beauty standards that are perpetuated by the media, by social media influencers, by advertising, which contributes to body anxiety. This constant exposure to images of perfect bodies leads individuals to feel dissatisfied with their own appearance and to have increased anxiety about not measuring up. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that typically occurs during the fall and winter months when daylight is limited. But some individuals do experience a reverse pattern of seasonal affective disorder known as summer SAD or summer onset SAD. Summer SAD is a rare condition compared to its winter counterpart, but it shares similarities in terms of its impact on mood and well-being. It's characterized by the onset of depressive symptoms that occur during the summer season and resolve or improve during other seasons. The specific symptoms can vary among individuals, but include insomnia, loss of appetite or weight loss, agitation or restless feelings, anxiety or irritability, decreased interest in activities or social withdrawal, difficulty concentrating or making decisions, and fatigue or lack of energy. The exact cause of summer SAD is not fully understood, but several factors probably contribute to its development. Disruption of routines, like as I mentioned earlier, the change in routines and activities during the summer, having people who thrive on structure and predictability feeling uneasy or anxious. Heat and humidity. High temperatures and humidity during the summer does impact sleep quality and appetite and overall comfort, which can contribute to depressive symptoms. Light sensitivity, because some people with summer SAD are sensitive to the increased sunlight and longer days, which actually, and perhaps seeming surprising, does disrupt circadian rhythm and can therefore affect mood regulation for some people. And overall biological factors, like differences in serotonin levels, differences in melatonin production, or other neurotransmitters and hormones, which can play a role in the development of summer seasonal affective disorder. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I feel like everyone looks forward to summer, except me. All my friends talk about how they can't wait for barbecues, parties outside, going to the beach, chilling, and this all seems pretty relaxing to them, but somehow not for me. It's summer, and honestly, I feel wound up. I feel more worried, more jittery, more nervous, more at loose ends, and it's starting to make me really dread summer. In fact, the realization that I am feeling more nervous while everyone else is feeling less nervous is making me even more anxious, like something is wrong with me that makes me different from others. Plus, I would actually like to enjoy summertime like the rest of my friends. Why would I have more anxiety in the summer? And what can I do to make it less so? You are far from the only person who has more anxiety in the summer. So perhaps you can stop worrying at least about being different from everyone else, because you're not. Transitioning to a different schedule, feeling either more at loose ends with less structured time or feeling more social obligations in a way that makes you socially anxious can contribute. Also, physiologic body feelings that often come with hot weather, such as sweating, getting somewhat dehydrated, and therefore feeling like a little woozy, having trouble sleeping in the heat, being over-revved and having trouble falling asleep due to long days and late evening sunlight. All of these things that happen in summer can feel the same as anxiety and can be interpreted by your brain as anxiety. It could be these things, and there are ways, if so, to improve the anxiety. Staying really well hydrated, arranging your sleeping time to be as cold and dark and quiet as possible, avoiding later day caffeine and late night alcohol, both of which can disrupt sleep. And an hour before bed, make a wind-down routine that is darker and more soothing and screen-free. Add some anxiety-reducing things to your day, like 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, 5 to 10 minutes of slow-paced deep breathing. Consider learning meditation and adding more structure to your days. However, you do say this happens every summer, and that means it could be the same issues I've mentioned, as they do occur every summer, but it could also mean it may be worth getting evaluated for summer seasonal affective disorder. While it is more rare than in the wintertime, it does occur, and treatment would be really helpful. Treatment could be in the form of psychotherapy or in the form of medication if needed, or both. Hopefully, one would start with psychotherapy by someone familiar with treating mood and anxiety disorders. So I would suggest an evaluation with a psychologist or a psychiatrist to rule this in or rule this out. The treatment for summer anxiety, like any form of anxiety, depends on the severity of the symptoms and individual circumstances. But here are some common approaches that may be helpful. Various self-care practices. So, for example, 30 minutes of aerobic exercise done regularly 3 to 4 times a week, maintaining a balanced diet, getting enough sleep, practicing relaxation techniques like paced deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, meditation, or yoga, and engaging in activities that bring some joy and relaxation to your time. Establishing a routine, creating a structured routine during the summer can provide a sense of stability and reduce your anxiety. So, setting specific times for waking up, for meals, for exercise, and even for leisure activities can help establish a more predictable pattern and provide a sense of control. Setting yourself some realistic expectations. It's important to set this up for the summer. So avoid comparing your plans or experiences to others and focus on what brings you joy and fulfillment. Recognize that it's okay to take breaks, to relax, and just enjoy downtime without feeling guilty that you're not doing something souped up or socially exciting. Seeking support. Reaching out to friends and family for support is very important and really helps with anxiety. Talking about your feelings and your concerns with a trusted person gives you more comfort and perspective. If needed, do seek professional help from a therapist or counselor who can give you more guidance and specialized strategies for managing anxiety. Cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, is a great technique for approaching anxiety disorders. It focuses on identifying and challenging negative thought patterns and replacing them with more realistic and positive thoughts. CBT can really help individuals develop coping mechanisms, manage their anxious thoughts, and even build resilience. And in extreme cases, medication can really be helpful. It can be prescribed to help manage the specific symptoms of anxiety. Of course, you do need a consultation with a psychiatrist to do this, so you would want to get an evaluation and see if medication is appropriate for you. It's important to remember that everyone's experience with anxiety is unique, and the effectiveness of different treatments can vary. So consult with a professional, a mental health care provider, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, who can assess your specific situation and provide more personalized recommendations for managing summer anxiety. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.